We are about to chat with a Georgia foster mom about the abuse of power we are continuing to witness around the country. Join us today on Fostering the Future.
Welcome to the Fostering the Future podcast.
Join us as we continue our conversation about the Hernandez family.
Would a child abuse pediatrician even get a write-up? Probably not. I doubt there would be any consequence for them to reverse course.
If they ever admitted that there could be a mistake, they're opening themselves up for liability to get sued. And I'm just tired of hearing this excuse because, first of all, a lot of these parents do not want to go around suing people. They literally want their kids back and to never see you again. You dragging this on for months and months and months and adding more problems to the situation, more lies, more corruption, more deceit. Well, now you're like making people
want to sue you.
They're now $100,000 in debt, and they're not the only family, guys. We've only talked about the Hernandez, but just me, myself, the people that we're advocating for, these families are in $100,000, $300,000. This is a problem, and some of them are looking at 300 years in prison. 300 years in prison for something they didn't do. And some of these parents have big diagnoses for their children already.
If you want to help the Hernandez family and other families experiencing abuse of power in Georgia, please contact Governor Kemp's office at 404-656-1776 and ask him to meet with the Hernandez family or message us on TikTok for more ways to help.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe and follow us on social. We hope that you join us again next time and keep on fostering the future.